This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. More than a month ago, a committee was appointed to rewrite the Dallas school system's charter under the controversial home rule process. The panel has to finish that charter by mid-August to get it on the ballot this November. But that seems unlikely, and there could be consequences. So far, the home rule committee has met just once. A second meeting is tentatively scheduled for early next month. Attorney and former Dallas school board member Edwin Flores, one of the few home rule supporters on the committee, worries the charter won't be ready in time.
There's a sense of urgency. It bothers me to the extent that the sooner that we can make modifications to the rules that apply to the district that can help students, you know, why are we delaying? We should get those opportunities and be able to move on that as fast as possible.
The Home Rule Committee's second vice chair, Jerome Garza, is a former DISD trustee who served with Flores. Garza doesn't want to rush the process.
We are in the infancy stage of learning what needs to change, if anything. I think it's premature to put a deadline on something without understanding what the true issues are.
State law gives the Home Rule Committee up to a year to finish its work. Garza and Flores say delivering a comprehensive charter could take that long. But missing the November ballot means it probably wouldn't be part of an election that gets the 25% voter turnout that state law requires. And that outcome worries Mark Melton. He wants only a limited number of changes to the school charter. Melton's on the board of the business-backed Educate Dallas, a nonprofit that funds school board candidates.
If it doesn't make the November election, there's some likelihood that people will go to Austin this spring for the session. They will report out to our newly elected, very conservative, very school choice loving legislature that an effort was made to get a home rule charter implemented. It was stalled.
And Melton says the legislature could then lift the 25% turnout requirement. Then he says anyone with money could draft a new charter, pay for petition signatures, and get it before a smaller number of voters. Flores says that wouldn't be such a bad idea. Remember, he wants home rule.
Well, maybe voter turnout was higher then, and now that voter turnout has dropped, then perhaps they need to revisit that number to something that takes into consideration the voters' wishes, but that also makes it even possible to get there.
The second meeting of the Home Rule Committee is tentatively scheduled August 4th. Members will then have 2 weeks from that date to finalize a charter if the item's going to get on the fall ballot. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.